voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom. And we're going to be talking about what's going on financially. And you must understand that we don't have markets, international markets that have to do with buying and selling and market forces. It's all controlled by the financial elite that runs the central banks here in the United States. Of course, the Federal Reserve System, our privately owned central bank, is the major driving force for everything going on in the world today. And they are in the process of simply limiting the amount of money. Now, that's how you certainly begin to create a recession. If you want to expand the economy, you want prosperity, you expand the amount of money, you make money readily available, banks will lend money, certainly the interest rates are low. And then when you want to begin to tighten things down, why, you begin to limit the amount of money that's being suddenly let out, you begin to shrink that down. A beautiful example of that would be some banks that owe money for the TARP. Now, TARP, remember, that was had to do with the asset, total asset problem, TARP, and they gave all this money to the banks back in 2008, and basically those banks, a lot of them still have the money. They've been paying about 5% interest on it. Now they've raised the interest rate for the banks to borrow money, to 9%. Now remember, if the bank had $1 million they'd gotten from the federal government, they could lend out $9 million because of the fractional reserve system. So you could lend out $9 million, you had $1 million. And now the federal government is going to begin to pull that money back in, and they're going to charge the banks 9% if they don't actually pay the money back. And so they're going to start paying the money back. They'll be in a situation where they have to. And what do we know what they're doing? They're beginning to limit the amount of money that's out there because the people who are running things behind the scenes are going to create a recession. At least that's the way things look right now. And with that as the background, hi, Melody, how are we doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you tell us what you think is going on, what's happening to the gold and silver markets, because that's what Melody does. She sells gold and silver, and she's certainly right on the front lines of this. Give us your impression of what's going on in the world.
You know, you were talking about the TARP program, and I remember when that was happening, the gentleman that I work with at my bank, he told me that the Federal Reserve basically forced money down their throat. They had to take money. They didn't want it. They didn't need it. And they forced them to take it. And they says when they received the money, all they had to do was sign one piece of paper. And I can't remember the amount of money. It was like $100 million or something like that that they wanted them to take. They said we didn't need it. And so after several months, they wanted to give the money back. And then to give the money back, he said that they had to sign like about 100-plus pages of documents to give the money back. So they're forced to do things that they don't want to do, and it just goes to show that nobody really cares about our money. They only care about their money and what they need to do in order to function. So there's a lot of things that go on that we don't know about that happens behind the scenes, and it's very dangerous. And I was just reading an article today where these banks, I mean, they just don't have the money in there to cover any of their deposits due to this fractional reserve banking. And when there's a problem, they're going to do what they have to do to keep them from failing. And it doesn't really matter if you're a depositor, if you get your money back or not.
Hold that thought. But basically what the Fed is doing, what the Treasury Department is doing, is beginning to shrink the money supply. Uh-huh. And believe me, we're going to see a recession. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you have any questions at all about what's going on financially, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody points out, I think that Sydney, a gold closed after hours, a couple of dollars above 1260, 1262, somewhere in there. She said she'd feel a lot better if it got up to 1300. We'll just have to wait and see. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, we do not have free markets. We have manipulated markets. These markets are all controlled by the major banks. We have six major banks in the United States: JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. They control about 67% of the financial assets of the country. The other 570 banks certainly carry the other 37%, about 33%. But we have a small little group that really controls the finances of this country, and they manipulate the prices of the stocks. They manipulate the prices of gold and silver and commodities. It's all manipulated. It's not supposed to be. But of course, who are you going to report it to? These people control the media, the small little group. So they are regulating every aspect of what's going on today and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and doing everything they can to destroy Christianity throughout the world. And they're doing a pretty good job. job of it. Well, Melody, certainly as you talk to people there, I mean, are people really getting into gold? I mean, I would think this would be a wonderful time to buy gold, but I suspect people's ideas, concepts are really pretty manipulated. People really sort of go along with what they read in the newspaper rather than using their own thoughts to see how phony everything is. What's your take on it? Because I know you talk to people all day, every day.
I was just told of in December, he works for a fairly large company. In fact, the company is listed on the Dow, and he was talking about one of his Christmas parties this past year. And he says one of his coworkers about a year ago, they talked about gold, and he says, oh, there's no way I would own gold. It's too high, and it's nothing but a piece of metal and blah, blah, blah. And this Christmas party, he was the one who actually brought up the subject in gold, and he thought gold was a great buy, and you know, everybody should be buying it. And he told me what was interesting is because all the other people at this get-together were basically so against gold. He says it was to the point where it was, you know, creating a little bit of a disturbance because this person was supporting gold and everybody else was against gold and all into paper. And so you still have that large number of people who, you know, will follow Main Street to their death. They will follow Main Street until they have just lost every dollar that they've worked so hard to earn. And it does take someone of courage. It takes a commitment in order to get into gold and silver and truly understand what is going on and taking the step to do something to protect what you have. And there's no guarantees in this world. And if someone's looking for 100% guarantee, they won't find it in anything. But gold and silver, to me, are the best answer. Yes, I do sell gold and silver, but I've been blessed to be in this business where there's something that I get to help people with that I truly believe is a way to preserve your purchasing power with the situation that we face. Until they fix our fiat currency, gold and silver fundamentals will always be there. We're going to have inflation that is not going to go away. We have a debt that our government can't pay for. And there is a day of reckoning because of this. And there is no one in Washington that can change anything. There is no one that addresses these problems. They might mention them casually, but no one has been able to or want to address the problems. And the problem is too big to address. So they will play this out. And I believe each day we get a little bit closer and closer to having the collapse. Anybody can call it what they want, whether we go into a recession, depression, a collapse, a resetting of the currencies, a devaluation of our currency where our dollar is losing the reserve status. It's going to happen, and we get closer every day.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you must understand that the Federal Reserve System was actually pouring about $85 billion a month into the economy. And a lot of that money then, of course, was going to other countries, countries like Turkey and like Sydney, Brazil and South America and countries throughout the world. Basically, of course, in building up the economies in other countries, in Venezuela, Argentina, and then, of course, when they began to pull back on the availability of money, the Fed announced that they were going to cut back from $85 billion a month. They were going to be putting out to $75 billion a month and then to $65 billion a month. And a lot of people who had taken the dollars that they were able to get here in America and then invest them in other countries where they were getting a good return on that money, they begin to get a little uncertain because basically you begin to pull the money out of those countries and you don't have the readily available money. They know the economy there is going to begin to contract. And so they begin to pull the money out, perhaps bring it back here, putting into something solid, maybe even simply into U.S. bonds. And a lot of money has been pulled out of Turkey and Brazil and South America and Venezuela and Argentina. And they're putting it into U.S. bonds, which is one reason why the interest rate on bonds has fallen. It's fallen from about 3% down to about 2.6%. That means the value of the bonds has gone up as the interest rates fall. Well, because people want to put their money someplace where they think it's going going to be safe. But I think this certainly shows that people, major investors, are uncertain, and they're trying to figure out what to do with their money. Well, if they were smart, I think they'd put it into gold and silver. But they're not smart. They're certainly going along with what everybody else is doing. But, of course, then we're beginning to see the economies all throughout the world. Other countries are really beginning to contract and retract dramatically. And there have been very, very real problems in Brazil and in Turkey and half a dozen other countries throughout the world. Just in this last week, stock markets throughout the world have lost about $3 trillion in the last couple of months. $3 trillion, it simply just vanished because the money in the stock market's not real money, it's all speculation. $3 trillion is simply evaporated. And that was money people thought they'd be able to get. And there never was real money. It's all certainly anticipation. But I think, Sydney, all throughout the world, the Chinese economy is contracting. The Japanese economy, even though, of course, they've dropped the value of the yen dramatically, and Sydney, they are having real problems. They should be. By devaluing the dollar, you would think they'd be doing better, but they're not doing certainly as well as they'd like to. And then, of course, we know there are real problems over in Europe and many of the countries, especially in Southern Europe. Well, so they're socialist countries. They're putting out a tremendous amount of money. Things are getting better in Greece. They tell us the reason things are getting better in Greece is because the European Union is lending large sums of money to Greece so that they can maintain their socialist system. 27% unemployment in adults, probably 55% in teenagers, young people, unemployment. But of course, they're pouring money into Greece from the European Union. European central banks getting the money from the Federal Reserve System. But now that the Federal Reserve is beginning to cut back, I think there are going to be some serious implications, and things are going to get a lot worse over in Europe. In fact, everything points to the fact that even Germany is having difficulty selling their cars. And what are you hearing about these things, Melody?
You know, it is, it's incredible how the lack of news from mainstream media reporting on overseas situations. And you're absolutely correct. I mean, the world, these economies, the emerging markets, the European markets, I mean, they're just beginning. The cracks were always there. The cracks are broadening. And I do believe one thing we do know also, though, is when the Federal Reserve pulls back on one program, they can very well create another one. And so my question is, why is the Federal Reserve pulling back and allowing the world markets to collapse? I don't know if it's from the pressure that they're getting here from the states or are they, I mean, we already know that they funneled, you know, how many trillions of dollars to Europe privately, secretly, and we didn't find out until years later. So they could be doing the same thing. We don't know. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, they should have just left it all collapse several years ago, and the countries of the world would be on the mend, but that's not what they want. That's not their agenda. They want these markets to collapse. They're becoming more powerful. They're becoming more wealthy, and that's what it's really all about. And the goal for, you know, people still think going to a one-world government and currency, and they think it's still crazy talk, but that is their agenda, and that is what's happening. We're being molded together, and unless something happens from left field that loses that to where they lose control, they could very well succeed. It's hard to say. I mean, ultimately, we know how this is going to play out, but from here to there, a lot of things can happen.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the economy in America is contracting. And if you read what they say in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, they keep telling us that things are getting better. And then just this last couple of days, they said, oh, shucks, you know, why suddenly we thought things were getting better. And then all of a sudden, we noticed what was happening to the profits, certainly. And we noticed, certainly, that Radio Shack has got to shut down 500 stores. Radio Shack is going to shut down 500 stores. Sears lost $1 billion last year. They're going to lose $1 billion again this year. In fact, a lot of people think that Sears and certainly Penny's and a lot of our major chains are simply going to suddenly disappear here in the next couple of years. And with that, all the jobs and more people will be buying on the internet or maybe from Costco or Walmart. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Things are not getting better, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting much worse. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here on the Central Coast of California, if you have any question, why let us give us a call. But basically, they come out with these figures and they say, look, things are really better. Why are we suddenly our national debt increase is only going to be about $560 billion this year. Isn't that really wonderful? It was $640 billion last year, and we're going to get it down to $550 billion this year. Ladies and gentlemen, it took America 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. And they tell us that things are good because we're only going to increase the debt by $550 or $560 billion this year. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that they lie about the figures. We do know certain things. We do know that when Barack Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. $10.7 trillion. Today it is about $17.3 trillion. We're up over $6.6 trillion in debt during Barack Obama's 5 years in office. $6.6 trillion during Barack Obama's time in office, and they keep telling us, oh my goodness, it was only $640 billion increased debt last year. How do you know that? How do you figure this out? I can remember suddenly, in one day after they suddenly got spending money again, because remember for a time when they froze the debt, they stopped spending theoretically, and one day it was actually increased the debt $300 billion, just one day, and that was how they got things back. But we do know that they've increased the debt in 5 years, suddenly $6.66 trillion. And basically, we know that suddenly they're going to keep on increasing the debt, and you can't live on debt because you have to pay interest on the debt, and pretty soon all the money you've taken in interest, all the money you take in has to be used to pay interest on the debt, and at that point, the whole system collapses. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and Sydney? How they can get in touch with your website, how they can get in touch with you, and what will happen if they do call you?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website, dgscoins.com. That's DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And when folks call us, we just tell them the truth and we help them make informed decisions on the type of product that they need to purchase. And we tell folks to stay with items that are recognizable and acceptable. I've been seeing a lot of things, a lot of gold being sold by the gram, and I tell folks, please don't buy grams of gold. Usually when you see products that are sold by the weight, you are overpaying for the product. They take the bet that most people can't figure out what they're paying per ounce, per troy ounce, or whatever the item is, and so they're able to charge more. And I've seen 1 gram coins, or bars, I should say, that if you figure it out, people are paying like $2,300 an ounce. I don't understand why anybody would go that route when there's so many other options that you can purchase and get something that's highly recognizable and acceptable far more than what a gram would be.
Oh, I was just going to say we have Herman on the line. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Herman, did you have a question for our guest?
Well, I have a comment. I received Richard Mayberry's early warning report. It's a wonderful newsletter that comes out monthly, and he has great insight. He talks about silver. He mentions... he says U.S. silver coin demand soars as smaller investors stock up. He's quoting from a November 2013 headline in the London Financial Times website. The FT quoted a precious metal specialist at Thomson Reuters who referred to buoyant demand for silver coins globally. He said the silver market is less dominated by big firms than the gold market, and silver is less political. Governments don't attack it as viciously as they do gold. And he says silver has been one of our crown jewel investments ever since the Nixon shock of 1971. That's, by the way, when they took the U.S. dollar off of the gold standard. On that day, August 13, 1971, it took $1.59 to buy 1 ounce of silver. Today, it takes $20.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that American news so brilliant is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
In just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we had Herman calling in from Carmel, commenting certainly that there's an interest in silver, people buying silver because they think it may have a good upside potential. And Melody was simply saying that she believes that people want to maintain their wealth. Why they would put it in gold if they certainly want something to barter. Silver is an excellent thing because, of course, it's so much suddenly much cheaper. And basically, of course, either the Morgan dollars, the silver dollars, or suddenly you get the Eagles. And you can get the Eagles through her. These are minted by the Treasury Department. They cost a couple of dollars. But when you're talking $20 or so, why, of course, it seems they have increased value when you they cost more when you get them, but they're worth more when you hold them. Melody is saying that really what she's selling a lot of are certainly dimes and quarters, the 90% dimes and quarters. Why? Because people want something that they can exchange, and that's a big problem. Certainly, if the whole system collapses, I don't say that it's going to collapse, but certainly this is what's happened to every other fiat money system that's existed down through the ages, and you want something that you can use for barter. Is that why people are buying the dimes and the quarters, Melody?
They are buying that, and usually the 90% silver, although there's a premium on it now, you can always buy it at a very low cost over spot. It was one of the most effective ways to buy silver because you get a lot more silver for your money. And, you know, people, you know, accuse me of not liking silver, and that's really not true. I love silver. I think it's great. But I think lots of times people get confused or they don't understand. I'm a believer in you buy to the fundamentals, how it will perform and what will be expected from it, instead of buying on the a lot of 500 an ounce for silver. I don't buy silver with the expectations it's going to $500. I have lots of clients who they're very heavy into silver. But every time they call me, I'll say, don't you think it's time you buy some gold? But that's their choice, and it's my job to remind these folks the fundamentals for gold and silver. And I'm here to serve. I'm here to do what a seasoned buyer wants. And that's a key difference. You have people that are seasoned buyers. They have the money. They know what they want. And they can upstand the volatility of certain things. But then you have a beginner. And, you know, we treat them differently. We have to educate them a little bit more until they become a seasoned buyer. I mean, I do something and talk to clients that very few dealers in this country do. And one way, I mean, if there are people who want to hold a lot of silver, a good way to do it is through, and I know an IRA is not the best thing. People should take physical delivery of their coins first. But on the other hand, if somebody has a very large amount of money to put into silver, that's a good way to do it because you don't have to have everything shipped to you. If you sell it, you don't have to ship it all back. And it's a good way to hold a lot of silver. And I'm talking a lot of silver, not $20,000, not $50,000 or $100,000 worth of silver. I'm talking about a lot of silver.
Okay, fine. Well, Herman, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
In the Richard Mayberry letter, he points out, he said much more about the precious metals and coins. He has in a four-part YouTube video entitled Buying Precious Metals. Then he says precious metals and base metals have long been the refuge people run to first when they are fleeing the debasement of fiat paper money. Metals cannot be created out of thin air as fiat money can, and they pack a lot of value into a small portable package. At average prices, for instance, $80,000 worth of U.S. farmland encompasses 29 non-portable acres, about the size of a large shopping mall, while the same value in copper is only the size of a refrigerator, and $80,000 worth of platinum will be fit into your pocket. So a strong rise in demand for metals is often a sign of evaporating confidence in currencies. He says the Wall Street Journal reports that the world metal is slipping into the shadows. Banks, hedge funds, commodity merchants, and others are stashing tens of millions of tons of aluminum, copper, nickel, and other metals in a hidden system of warehouses that span the globe. But then he says, let me emphasize, this is being done quietly, despite the fact that hoarding of raw materials is what rational, well-informed people do when a government is demolishing its currency. Hoarding has often been regarded as unpatriotic, disloyal, and even traitorous. Therefore, no one knows how much is being hoarded. We only know that observers can see warehouses being packed to the rafters. And as currencies grow weaker, the demand for raw materials is likely to continue expanding.
I think that was I think that that's absolutely right. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Herman?
Well, no, I just appreciate the fact that Melody comes on the air on a regular basis, and I'm sure there's some listeners who, you know, heard this story so many times, and they keep saying, well, I'll wait. But I often think of the Mother Earth magazine founders, Shuttleworth. They had as their motto on the masthead, they said, better 20 years too early than one day too late. And I think our ship is sinking as far as our currency. The handwriting is on the wall, and they're printing it like mad. And if people don't start buying at least something that's out of paper, the day may come when, you know, when they're going to be sadly mistaken. And look at the folks in Argentina lining up at the banks, and they're trying to desperately get whatever they can out of the banks.
Well, I think that people say it can't happen here, and basically I don't know why it can't happen here. When a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation, and the easiest way to destroy a nation is destroy it, the foundation of its monetary system. And I believe that the people who run America, the secret government, are in the process of doing that, because, of course, they really want to certainly undermine this country and force us into a new monetary system in this new world order they want to create. Thank you so much for calling, Herman. But Sydney, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out there across America. And you have a question for Melody, why she certainly is with us once a month on this program. And I think it's vitally important that people begin making their plans, but the one most important thing is, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Sydney, would you have any comment at all on what Herman was saying, Melody, before we go on to something else?
No, I'm aware of from the person that he was reading from, and he can put out some very good information in his newsletters. I think countries like preserve your purchasing power, and to some degree you might, but again, it's, you know, you have to look at what you have, what your objectives are, and stick with the true currencies. You can't go wrong. And I believe inflation could inflect, you know, affect all materials. But I know in the Weimar Republic, they didn't store raw materials. They stored collectibles. They stored gold. They stored art, fine art, and things like that. That's what helped them preserve their wealth. And yet we hear today so much discussions about not purchasing those types of things because no one will know how to value them, and I think that is wrong. I think when we go through these difficult times, there's always value and very easy to place value on these things. Now, I'm not going to say go out and buy a Picasso to preserve your wealth, but I mean, but that's how the Weimar Republic, that's how they protected their wealth.
Well, I think it's very interesting that China is certainly accumulating gold. They're buying it as frantic as they can. What most people don't understand is that China apparently is the largest producer of gold in the world. But not only are they the largest producer, they're buying gold all throughout the world frantically and increasing their monetary base. And many people think that what China really wants is basically to have their currency become the reserve currency of the world, and it will be gold. Back. And basically, of course, what we're doing here, there's a very, very serious question whether we have any gold. They tell us that they have the gold stored, but they won't let anybody see it. Germany certainly has had, I think, 3,000 tons of gold stored in the United States. They wanted it back, and they told them they couldn't have it back. I think they gave them 5 tons, but they had about 3,000 tons, and they certainly, over their very large supplies, they won't let them see that. They won't give it back again, and you have to ask yourself why. And I think it may very well be that this has all been sold. We do not know whether there's any gold at all in the Federal Reserve System, Sydney, and where it's supposedly stored, or in New York. It's all has to be done on trust. I don't trust these people, but I will tell you that the Chinese are very, very smart, and they want their currency to replace ours, and it appears that the people who are running our system are doing everything they can to destroy it. Why would you do that? Well, only by destroying the current system can you create the new system that they want under their control. And I really tremble for my country, because I really believe that this is exactly what they're doing. And I believe they're going to destroy the monetary system, and I think we're just on the fringe of that. I think there's a small group of people who control our banking system, as we pointed out earlier this evening. There are six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of this country. And I can assure you that they are putting their money, at least part of it, into things that will hold its value. And of course, as for the rest of us, we're on our own. And the average individual really doesn't have the background or the understanding of what's going on. There's an effort to downplay the importance of gold. People are simply looking frantically for some place to invest. And I think certainly, at least the part of everybody's certainly portfolio should be in gold and silver. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, if I were to call you right now and say, Melody, what should I do? I have $100,000 I need to do something with. What would you tell me?
Usually over the years, it's 80% gold, 20% silver, based on the client's investment objectives. If they want a little more silver, we can certainly add a little bit more silver. But it's 80-20, and then I will take that 80% of the gold and we break it down into various products, mainly a little bit of bullion, some small fractional pieces, and then we go into some $20 gold pieces. So I would break it up in that manner. And I think that, you know, what I also do when I put together portfolios, and I also ask you if this is going to be a one-time investment or if you're going to be purchasing over a period of time. Because then we also plan based on what the prices are, the premiums on something. If you're going to make multiple purchases, well, maybe now's the time just to get this, and then maybe at a later date and time you can acquire the items in order to break up your portfolio. Because I look at premiums. I look at what things are being sold for. And sometimes there's just an item that, I mean, you can't go wrong in purchasing it, and it would behoove you to purchase it. So I compare prices on a daily basis, and sometimes I can get specials from my buyers. They give out promotions and you know, to keep the market going. So I offer those to my clients. So but that's how I would break it down. And we do very quick shipping. Payment can be made by a personal check or a bank wire. And when the funds are received and cleared, then the product is shipped. Most of the silver is shipped to you by UPS, and the gold is shipped by registered and insured U.S. mail.
Okay, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Dave, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. Good evening, you two. I have an observation to make. Listen to various programs. Well, in fact, listen to you earlier, Dr. Stan, as well as other programs. You know, Europe, of course, is in big trouble, you know. And most continents have socialist types of governments, and the people of those countries don't realize socialism does work. So my prediction is that Europe is just going to wind up revolution, civil war, world civil war. And I think America will too, maybe 20 years later. But, you know, I guess my question for Melody is, like, as I said, I think Europe is just going to go into civil war revolution probably before long, because people just don't get it. They don't get it over there. So they're going to demand the more goodies. And anyway, just gonna, they're just going to riot in the streets big time. And a, you know, complete collapse, I think, both that continent. Now, could that be good for America? Could that make America a little stronger, since we're not quite far down the road of socialism yet? We're almost there, but we still actually, most of the countries are way ahead of us in socialism. Really, we really don't have their brand yet. So, what do you think, Melanie?
I think if Europe collapses, we would happen the next day. I mean, if they would have that type of things, I think it would, you know, continue around. But I think the people over there probably know more what's going on than the people here. I think the people here are the ones that are blinded, and they don't want to see. They don't want to accept what is happening to them right in front of them. But I think that the Europeans are, you know, they've been through it before. They understand how government, they know their government is not on their side. the people over there, they didn't want the euro. They knew things would become real expensive. You know, and they do try to change things through their elections, but, you know, we know how that all works. So, I mean, I think when it happens, I don't think if something happened like that, that it would be 20 years for us. It would happen, you know, at meeting. And I don't think they would do anything unless it had a collapse. I mean, you certainly see demonstrations, you see, you know, riots, you see things, where they, you know, people are trying to, make known,
I think basically, Dave, there are all sorts of major demonstrations and riots in Europe, and you're not hearing about them. There have been seen a lot of demonstrations and riots as the increased people demanding, but the government doesn't have any money. In fact, if we weren't bolstering the Greek currency by shipping dollars over there, why, that thing would have fallen apart a long time ago. We are financing the whole world, but how long could we do it? I think we're beginning to contract the money right now. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Here that will be. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody, one more time, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can certainly consider, if they at least get your advice on what to do. How can they get to your website? How they can reach you by phone?
Our telephone is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website, dgscoins.com. DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins.com. We have some great competitive pricing. People go online thinking they can find things better priced, and I do a lot of comparison shopping, and we're right in there. matching prices with those online. If it's a, as long as it's a legitimate price, we'll usually match prices. And we do a lot. We support a lot of programs. A lot of our funds go right back into the education for folks to learn about what's going on in this world, how they can become protected and learning the truth.
And we appreciate your help and support. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan, and that was Melody Cederstrom, who actually supports Radio Liberty, and we appreciate that. But I'll tell you what, we've had a number of gold and silver salesmen and companies advertising with us, and I've actually had to call several of them and say I will no longer accept your advertisements because, of course, what you're doing is not right. And basically, I would not put somebody on my program and allow them the access to our audience if I didn't believe in them. I believe in Melody. Oh, she's been with us pretty close to 10 years, and we think that she's done a great job. And all we've heard certainly are words of encouragement and support for her. So I feel comfortable in having her with us. But this is the time to make your arrangements, make your plans, and understand that the people who run the world and control the world finances are beginning to shrink back the money supply. They're beginning to make it more difficult to get loans. Right now, the interest rates have not gone up, but I anticipate they will go up. But we can tell certainly when the Treasury Department is going to banks now and saying, look, you're going to have to repay your TARP loans. You're going to have to repay your TARP loans, and we're going to start charging you 9%. You give us the money back. What they're doing is pulling money out of circulation. And when the Treasury and the Fed begin pulling money out of circulation, it slows down the economy. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to understand it. If you haven't read the wonderful book, Sydney, The Creature from Jekyll Island, we carry the book. It's important. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on the Federal Reserve System. And Sydney, you need to understand how this system works and make your plans accordingly. And then, of course, we hope many of you out there will want to get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will help you to understand the spiritual forces which energize the people who control the monetary system. And believe me, they certainly have controlled this monetary system throughout the world for thousands of years. Has nothing to do with Jewish people at all, although people will try to tell you, oh, you say it's the bankers, you think it's a Jewish conspiracy. No, ladies and gentlemen, most Jews have nothing to do with this at all. There are a few of them, but those involved in banking are not suddenly taking advantage of the system having anything to do with their racial background, but because they worship a different God. And when you begin to understand the spiritual forces that energize what's going on, and that's the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, at that point you begin to understand what's taking place. If you haven't read Ted Flynn's wonderful book, The Hope of the Wicked, we do have that in Sydney. Well, we have so many books. It was Shadows of Power by James Perloff, a frequent guest with Radio Liberty. You need to get the information. Are available to us. You're not going to get it elsewhere. And then, of course, we hope that you will certainly get some of our talks. Certainly, I think one of the great 4-CD sets we have is Malachi Martin's The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, Catholic priest, and the things he will tell you will shock you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Stand beside her.
steeped above the fruited plain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, we hope that they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who is our correspondent over in Israel. She lives over in Israel most of the time, and basically she keeps us abreast of what's going on over there. Cheryl's doing a great job of certainly keeping the average individual here aware of what the things that are going on in the Holy Land. And Cheryl certainly has been there for a better part of about 13, 14 years now. Occasionally she'll come back to the United States, but most of the time she's over there certainly dealing with the people and certainly keeping abreast of what's going on. And basically, Israel, of course, is the center of so much of what's going on in the world today. And basically, of course, if you read the scriptures, if you believe the Bible is God's word, well, you realize, of course, that what's going on in Israel certainly is pivotal to what's going on in the rest of the world. We are doing everything we can today, ladies and gentlemen, to create certainly a division in the Muslim world. And we're doing everything we can to finance that division between the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. And I believe there's going to be a major war over there. In fact, I fear it's going to be a nuclear war. Certainly, we know that Pakistan, which is predominantly a Sunni nation, has the nuclear weapons. Everything would suggest that they've given those weapons to Saudi Arabia, that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. And, of course, they will tell you that, of course, we're very, very concerned that Iran may very well be able to build a nuclear weapon at any time. I think they already have nuclear weapons. I was told this, well, better part of 20 years ago. Whether that's accurate now, I don't know, but I was told 20 years ago by a key person in Washington, D.C., who really should have known that suddenly Iran had several small nuclear weapons at that time. We know that Israel has nuclear weapons. We know that China has nuclear weapons. We know that certainly Russia has nuclear weapons, and well, we're concerned about that area, Sydney. There's a tremendous amount of political instability over there. And right now, Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you go right ahead. Tell us what's going on.
There's a lot going on here.
Okay, well, do you tell us what's going on in Israel?
One of the main things going on, well, there's so many main things going on, but one of the things that we're concerned with here is the peace process going on with John Kerry from the United States, trying to push Israel into conceding more land to the Palestinians, and the Palestinians not wanting to say this is a Jewish state. And the people are worried. I was driving down the street by the president's house the other day in Jerusalem and happened on a demonstration. I pulled over and asked what it was all about, and the people said they do not want to give up more land. They know that land for peace doesn't work. They get land for rockets instead, and that the Palestinians really don't want Israel to have a state. They want them to be gone from Israel. And actually a Palestinian Muslim told me this at one point. I asked, what will it take for you to have peace with the Israeli people? He said, the only thing that will give us peace is when those Israelis leave. And so there really is no talks of peace over here. There's a short-term peace, I think, only.
I think you're absolutely right. And people really don't understand that this is a seething cauldron. There's going to be a war over there, and we're going to get involved in it one way or another. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Cheryl, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl was just saying that there was an article in the Israeli papers this last week put out by somebody in the Defense Department pointing out that there are at least 170,000 missiles aimed at Israel from their neighbors. As in the Cheryl was saying, that this last week there were three missiles fired from the Gaza by Hamas. They really didn't do that much damage, but of course you never can tell when they're going to do damage. Basically, it looks to me like Hamas does not have the sophisticated rockets that are available to Hezbollah that are in the north. But fortunately, Hezbollah is not firing them. Basically, of course, the Israeli people were all getting gas masks until recently. Now we're suddenly told, well, since Syria is giving up their gas, why, of course, we're not going to worry. So they've stopped distributing gas masks to the Israeli people, and that doesn't make sense. You know very well that Syria transferred some of that gas to Hezbollah, and Hezbollah has it on their missiles. A large, significant part of that 170,000 missiles, you know very well some of them have gas on them. So why would the Israeli government discontinue distributing gas masks? That doesn't make any sense, Cheryl.
Yeah, well, one thing they say is that the Muslim countries around them start to get their backs raised up when Israel does distribute gas masks because they think that Israel is going to turn around and attack them. So that they start reacting towards Israeli preparing for attacks. Israel should be prepared for attacks because when those rockets came in yesterday, the sirens went off. People had to run for cover, and it's freezing cold outside. So you can imagine kids and families screaming and running for cover in the middle of the night, trying to get to safety, not knowing where the rocket's going to hit. It's not just about getting killed. It's about terrorism. It's terrifying for the children to grow up this way. And this has been going on for many years. The people in Israel live under terror, and Israel can't stop it because whenever they try to, they're stopped by the West saying, okay, you can't go in anymore. You can't, because these people are firing from civilian areas, from schools, from homes, from mosques and religious areas. And so when Israel goes to fire back, of course, Israel gets under condemnation because they're firing in civilian areas. But so are they. They're firing into schools, and they want to hit the populated areas. They want to blow up buses. That's what they were blowing up here. They want to blow up markets. They want to kill the people. If they're Israeli, they want to kill them. So it's just really unfair how Israel is being treated. And I'm here working with both Palestinians and Jews, and a lot of my friends are Palestinians. But I can see what's going on here, so I have to speak up for the truth. I'm not pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian. I'm pro-Jesus. I'm a Christian, and I have to just stay unbiased in this. But I see what's going on. And even the Palestinians will tell you this is what's happening. You know, they want to get rid of Israel completely. There will not be any peace. There may be a quiet peace for just a little while, but it won't hold. No. And so the people are living here under threat all the time.
I believe God has put Israel there at this time in history for a purpose. And basically, of course, something is going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be. But I do believe God has a plan and is directing what's going on. But if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, it's the middle of winter over there in Israel. I guess it's pretty cold. And whereas suddenly the, when the sirens go off or the people are running for the shelters. Here in America, we have no idea what it's like to live over there under the constant threat of attack. So let's right now go to Herman, who's calling in. And once again, if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yes. I just got my issue of Israel My Glory magazine from Friends of Israel Society. But they put out a couple of news articles that I was not aware of, that after the Philippine typhoon, Israel sent a jumbo jet with 148 doctors, nurses, and medics, and the Israeli army sent 234 medical personnel plus supplies. And I thought that was really neat. And I wonder, since many of the affected people in the Philippines there were Muslim, did any of the wealthy Gulf countries that our Muslims send similar amounts of aid, or Saudi Arabia?
Well, I can tell you that what the article said is true, of course, and that Israel always sends teams of people. They have the quickest field doctors and medical tents and supplies in probably all the world because they're used to terrorist attacks. So they get there on the ground, and they've helped tremendously around the world after disasters. They're even helping the Syrians that are running into Israel or that are being shot near the border of Israel, and they have a field tent there, field hospital there also. They have doctors working on people. I heard 700 people have been treated, Syrians, and sometimes they send them to the hospitals here in Israel, and then, of course, they send them back to Syria when they're patched up. But, yes, Israel has been helping. I don't know if the other Arab countries have been helping. I haven't got reports on that.
I would suspect that they're not, Herman. I would simply point out that though there's Cheryl is saying is really very, very true. It's certainly there are a lot of people, certainly in Syria, who are being badly injured. We keep talking about Benghazi. They're having all sorts of talk in Washington, D.C., and they're calling for another examination. Ladies and gentlemen, four people died at Benghazi. Four people died. How much press coverage do we get on Benghazi? Well over 120,000 innocent Syrian civilians have been slaughtered in Syria by the rebels that we are financing, financed with American tax money, financed by the CIA. These rebels are trained. They are armed. They are financed with our tax money. Well over 120,000 innocent civilians. When was the last time you saw an article about that? Certainly a lot of these people being damaged, and there are certainly some of them are going over to Israel for medical care because things are chaotic in large parts of Syria, thanks to American foreign policy. And what do we talk about? We talk about Benghazi day after day after day after day. And this is what's known certainly as distraction. They wanted to focus your attention on something that is relatively unimportant. Well, they say it's important because basically what was going on is they were funneling supplies and military supplies from Libya to Syria. And that's what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, four people died in Benghazi and over 120,000 have died in Syria. Innocent civilians killed with American tax dollars, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the American people really don't care because we're so interested in having a good time. Oh, well, anything else you wanted to say, Herman, before?
Yes. They also mentioned that Israel quietly feeds Syrian refugees. They have an organization called IsraAid, an Israeli humanitarian group with years experience in Africa and other regions. In Jordan, this group is buying and assembling large stacks of essential goods that are passed out to Syrian refugees daily. And remember, there are hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees there now. It says, but it must do so discreetly. Both IsraAid and its Jordanian partners are careful to remove any labeling that identifies the packages as coming from or being paid for by Israelis. With Syria still officially at war with Israel, it is a precautionary step organizers feel is necessary to maintain order and security in the refugee areas. So I'm sure you're aware of that as well.
What about Sydney? My understanding is, Cheryl, that there are really hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Syrian refugees. People have been driven from their homes. Their homes have been destroyed. Or they've fled to other countries, into Jordan or into Lebanon or into Turkey, just to get away from this terrible war that we are financing that's killed so many of their other fellow countrymen there in Syria. What do you know about? Is there anything you know about the refugees? The Syrian refugees, other than that, certainly some of them will come into Israel for medical treatment. I don't think they're allowed to stay, though, are they?
Well, they've been coming and they stay as long as needed. And you're right, Herman, they are definitely getting supplies. They have all kinds of supplies they've been getting, but they cannot receive from Israel. If their countrymen knew, their other Muslim people knew that they were receiving from the Jews, then they could be killed as collaborators for allowing Israel to help them. It's really a sad situation. You know, actually, Israel imports fruit to different places in the Muslim world, and they have to take the label off that it was, you know, born and raised in Israel, that it was grown in Israel, so that people will not see that they are collaborating with Israel. Anyone that's a collaborator with Israel is worthy of death, and that's what I work with. I work with the collaborators, the people that help Israel find out when there's a bombing that's going to happen to kill innocent civilians, and those people give up that information and stop the attack on innocent Jews. Well, because they do that, they're called traitors to their people, and they will hunt them down and kill them. They drag them behind cars until they die. One died in Bethlehem that I know of that same way. His father showed me pictures of his son being dragged around a car, made an example of. They are hung in the square. This is the Palestinian Authority doing this, and the other Muslim countries. We're dealing with Muslims here, and these Muslims are to wipe out Jews. They are not to work with them, get help from them, but the people are receiving the help from them. They need the help from them. Israel is a democratic nation, just like the West. They help all around the world. Yes, the Muslim countries, I never hear of them going out and helping other countries. Now, they do help once in a while, but not like the West does, not like the democratic nation.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we are financing the Palestinian Authority that's killing the Jews. We are financing the Palestinian Authority that's financing the people that are killing the Jews. But here we live in our comfortable nation, and things are just so great here. And as I said, we're concerned about the drought, we're concerned about the weather, we're not concerned about American foreign policy. I certainly financing murderers throughout the world, and financing certainly this movement that hates the Jews and doing everything they can to disrupt Israel. I wonder how God really feels about America. Will God bring his judgment on this country? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-295. You got a question for Cheryl? Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Herman was just saying that other reports, certainly in various publications, pointing out that Europe has given about almost $3 billion to the Palestinian Authority that has disappeared. Now, they've given this money, some of it got to help the Palestinians, but almost $3 billion has simply disappeared, and nobody knows where it's gone. Of course, they blame this almost $3 billion, $2.7 billion that Europe had given to the Palestinians. They blame that on the Jews, but then they blame everything on the Jews. Cheryl has said that she's well aware of this. They know what's going on over there. The Jews have nothing to do with it. But basically, of course, you have total corruption within the hierarchy of the Palestinian state. And just as when Arafat had led the Palestinian state, and he took really hundreds of millions of dollars and gave it to his family, this is the way the system works over there. They have a tribal system. And when you're the tribal chief, why you just take all the money and you keep the people poor and under your domination? That's what happened under Arafat. That's what's going on today. And then the money's pouring in, and it's not getting to help the Palestinian people. They're being kept poor. They're getting poor medical care. They're getting poor small supplies of food. In fact, the only way you can get ahead over there is to become a terrorist and go out and get yourself killed. And you get yourself killed, then they'll finance your family after you've died in a terrorist attack, especially if you've killed Jews. Anything else you want to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, I've been reading about John Kerry's proposals, and one of them is to make East Jerusalem the capital of a new Palestinian state. My question is, if that were to be done, what would prevent this new Palestinian state from sending terrorists from East Jerusalem into the rest of Jerusalem and wreaking havoc? Because right now there's no wall going through the city of Jerusalem.
All right, fine. Well, right. Cheryl, go ahead and comment on that. Cheryl, if you would, please.
Yeah, right now people are complaining about the wall that's being built around the Palestinian areas or between the Palestinian areas and Israel. Some of it's a fence, some of it's a wall, but it's stopping the terrorists from coming into Israel and blowing up citizens. You haven't heard of a bus bombing in a long time because they're being stopped. A lot of them are being stopped at the border. Some of them they catch within Israel, like recently. But you're right, Herman, as if they come into Israel, West Jerusalem, then they will be able to kill people. So what's going to happen is Jerusalem's going to be divided once again, and they would have to put a wall or some kind of partition up, making sure that the people don't come into Israel and harm the citizens. Because the full plan really is to take over Israel completely. I'm sorry to say that, but it is the truth. And if you talk to the Palestinian people, they'll let you know that is the truth. But it's sad that they would have to split up their city, and they're talking about giving the Palestinians the Temple Mount, which is the most holy place for the Jewish people. It's the third most holy place for the Muslim people, so they say. So it's really not a fair deal what's going on here. And the people, as a matter of fact, thousands of people went to the Western Wall the other day and prayed against this plan of the United States. They don't want to see this happen. They don't want to see this happen to their country. It will be the beginning of the end.
And I think people have to understand that the policies of the Obama administration are to further undermine the stability and the strength of Israel. And I believe God is going to take action against America because of that. I have no question at all that there are going to be severe consequences. Now, where is the outcry from our churches? Where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our political leaders about the betrayal of Israel and its city? Is it because there are people, I mean, it's not a matter of land for peace. Israel can give up Gaza, not going to do any good. Israel gave up the Sinai, it didn't do any good. They want them to give up the West Bank, it's not going to do any good. And basically, because the Palestinians want to destroy Israel, and they have the full help and support of leaders in Washington, D.C., and I think there are going to be terrible complications and consequences for America because, of course, what's going on and because of the lack of the leadership and the good people of America for speaking out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you have a question or comment, our guest, Cheryl Hancock, And, of course, Cheryl is our correspondent over there, keeping Radio Liberty and our listeners aware, appraised, on the front lines of what's happening in Israel. And believe me, little Israel is the center of much of what's going on in the world today. And what happens in Israel is going to have, I believe, a profound impact on what happens in America. Anything else you want to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Yeah, real quick, I invite listeners to go to John McTernan's website, Defend and Proclaim. He's the man that wrote the book, As America Has Done to Israel. A lot of our listeners are sitting right now shivering, freezing in large parts of the United States or in drought-stricken California. And it seems like every time America meddles and does something against Israel, we suffer either economically or through weather. And his book details that amazing correlation.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl has certainly been over in Israel, what, about 14 years now?
Oh, in May it'll be 15.
Okay, fine. Well, 15, 14 and a half, almost 15 years. And Cheryl, we've been talking to Cheryl about a part of 10 years, and she keeps us abreast of what's going on over there. Now, she comments, of course, that the tourists are still coming. And basically, of course, both the Palestinians and the Israelis want the tourists to come. And basically, you usually have a Jewish tour leader, and you have a Palestinian bus driver. The Palestinians love to drive buses. It's a great source of income for them. And certainly, this is the way it was. Barbara and I took actually 6 trips over to Israel through the years, and we've loved it. We haven't been there in 20 years because of what we're doing with the radio, but maybe we'll retire, or maybe we'll just take off a couple of weeks and go. Cheryl's talking about maybe actually organizing trips herself, and does them because she thinks it's so important that people understand that the importance that Israel is playing today, not only from a historical point of view, but what's really going on today is going to influence your life in America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And that whole area of the world is a seething cauldron. Now, what about Turkey? My understanding, because here at one time, Turkey was the head of the Ottoman Empire, one of the great nations, of course, after the First World War, when, of course, the Ottoman Empire died and the military took over. But now, of course, apparently there are all sorts of very real complications in Israel, this battle between the radical Islamists led by Gulen and Erdogan, who's the prime minister there, who, although certainly he is certainly a Muslim, he doesn't seem to want the same radical type of Islamic government that Gulen wants. But of course, apparently there are all sorts of problems in Turkey. Do those influence at all what's going on in Israel? Does it have any impact? And do you know anything about what's going on in Turkey?
Yeah, absolutely. It does influence. All the neighbors influence Israel here. I know that Germans would go over to Turkey. That was one of their places to vacation. But now it's getting so Islamic that they're starting to turn away from Turkey. As a matter of fact, the person I'm picking up from the airport today flew through Turkey and already made some comments how bad it's getting over there. But Israel, and when the ships came in and they were trying to break the blockade into Gaza, and Israel had to protect itself, Israel seemed to be the one that was pointed at to be the problem. And so they told Israel they have to pay so much money in compensation because people were killed on that ship. Israel should have been able to protect themselves, but they are paying for the people that were killed. They didn't want to kill anyone. They just wanted to stop the ships from coming in. When people come into the Gaza Strip, they're usually coming in to bring supplies for building. They're building weapons factories in Gaza. And then they use those weapon factories to make weapons to fire into Israel and kill Israeli citizens. Israel's trying to stop that. So it is a bad situation with Turkey right now, for sure. It's not getting any better. No. Yeah, and, you know, Israel needs to actually protect itself on every single border. And now within the country, and I have to bring this up, this is so important. I was watching this conference where Saeed Erekat, who is the chief negotiator for the Palestinian Authority, well, John Kerry is here. He's a top man underneath the president, a boss for the Palestinian people. And as he was talking to Tzipi Livni from the Israeli government, he turned to her and he said, "I am the son of Jericho. I am 10,000 years old. We have been here 5,500 years before Joshua came and burned down our city, our homeland of Jericho." And he said he's a proud son of the Canaanites. And he told Israel, "You either go to the UN and change your name, or you accept my recognition of the registered name." Now, what is that? He said, "That's my narrative, and I will never change it." Narrative is a story. That is not history. History is that the Palestinian people have not come from the Philistines or the Canaanites or anyone else. They are Arabs that came from countries around Israel, came in to work for the Israelis when they came in, or the Jewish people when they came in to build the land, and they stayed. And it's a made-up people group from 1964, and who was their first president? If you think that, the first one was Arafat. They have not their own money, their own language. They're not a people group, and people are buying this story. This is what they're teaching the children. So the children grow up, and they want to kill the Israelis, thinking that the Israelis came in and burned down their homeland. Very sad stuff going on here.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, what about certainly what's going on in Egypt? Egypt, of course, was stable certainly under the previous regime, and then, of course, when that regime was deposed and we were instrumental in overthrowing it, and then we brought in the radical Islamists, and then we changed our mind, and now we're backing the military, which apparently is going to be holding elections. I've forgotten now. Do we know what happened when they held the elections? And certainly, What about getting some stability there in Egypt? My understanding is that there's growing tension, growing conflict between the radical Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the people there who just want to have live a life and have a secular society. They are a Muslim nation, but they do not want a Muslim government. The Muslim Brotherhood wants this. This is what we've been installing all throughout the world. In fact, we're backing Gulen, who's trying to establish the radical Islamic government in Turkey under Sharia law. This is what, of course, they're trying to do in Egypt. But what's going on in Egypt, do we know?
Yeah, what's going on actually and around the world is the Islamic people, especially Muslim Brotherhood and different groups, are trying to make Islam or Sharia law the law in the world. So when Muslim Brotherhood took over in Egypt, they wanted Sharia law. They wanted Islamic law. And the people that were more educated did not want that kind of system, so they rose up against it. Now, the army is the one that has the power because they have all the weapons, the guns, and they took over. And now in the Sinai, which Egypt actually is supposed to be protecting, you have groups of al-Qaeda and different radical terrorist groups that are fighting against the Egyptian army. And, of course, they're fighting against Israel. They fire some rockets into Eilat, which is the resort city of Israel recently. So they're very dangerous. So they cannot control the Sinai. And now they're going to have elections. And one man who's running is on the side of the military. We want the military side to win because they're not so radical as the Muslim Brotherhood, of course. And we don't know what would come out of that as far as peace agreements with Israel. But it shouldn't be as bad as the Muslim Brotherhood. You never know. But they are having elections, and we're going to look at more fighting before, or these people can be killed that run against Muslim Brotherhood. They're huge around the world. And so there is a big fight going on. It has not slowed down. People are being killed over there in Egypt right now.
Well, when will those elections be? Will they be coming up fairly soon?
Yeah, I didn't catch the date, but they are coming up soon. Yeah, it'll be in my next report.
And I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand it was American policy that toppled the previous secular government they had. The people did not want a radical Islamic government, and we financed the overthrow of certainly the president of Egypt and brought in this radical Islamic movement, and that's what we're doing. We're financing both sides. We're financing the radical Islamists. We're financing their opponents. We're financing, I believe, both sides and the Shia, Sunni, Muslim split that's dividing the Islamic world. I think it's only a matter of time before we have a war there. Why would we be financing both sides? Well, unless you have an enemy, how can you have a war? And this is what's really going on. And until you understand that, none of it makes sense. We're financing this war that's taking place in Syria today that's killed probably close to 130,000 Arabs. They'll admit 120, and I think the figure is the figure getting pretty close to 130,000 Syrian civilians. Do we have any idea realistically?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they had a big bloody day the other day near Damascus, so lots of were killed then. So the numbers are going up all the time. Absolutely.
And basically, the Syrians are not bad people. They're Muslims. They're people who just want to live and be allowed to live. Actually, there was a fairly sizable Christian component there. And basically, of course, we are financing the people who want to kill the Christians. Why would we be financing the people who want to kill the Christians? That doesn't make any sense, Cheryl.
No, yes, and the Christians are being killed. The priests are being beheaded in the desert. The nuns are being raped. And this is by the people that are the rebels that are supposed to be the good guys that we're supporting. They are Islamic also. They want Sharia law also. They're imposing Sharia law within their rebel sanctions, with their rebel groups right now. So that's why they're getting rid of some of the Christians. They're not bowing down to Allah. They're not going along with the program. And they're taking over the Christian. There's little cities, little villages that are Christian, and they've been attacked. So they're running for shelter, for help, for refuge. And most of them are being killed, though.
Well,
very sad.
Most of the Christians are being killed. Where are the Christians fleeing to? Of course, a lot of them are actually refugees from Iraq. Iraq was originally 10% Christian. But when we went in there, of course, we were so successful, we got it down to 1% Christian, or at least 2% Christian in Iraq. And many of the Iraqi Christians certainly had fled into Syria. And then where can they go? Is there any place in the world they can go where they'll be safe?
Well, there's pockets of Christians in different places, like in Jordan. I have a friend who works with the priests and bishops, and he goes to Jordan. They have conferences and things. So they try to run into the neighboring countries and at least go to those little villages where it's safe right now. But, you know, in the end, the whole thing is, the one woman put it yesterday that I interviewed, she said that the Muslims have a saying, and it's the Saturday are the Jewish people and Sunday the Christian people. In other words, they want to kill the Jews first and then kill the Christians. So they want to win the world for Allah. There's not going to be safety pretty soon in the world for the Christian people. And I believe that includes the people in North America. You know, it's not getting easier for Christians anywhere.
Well, what about Jordan? So, what about Jordan? Sydney, is there any stability in Jordan today? My understanding is there are a tremendous number of Syrian city refugees who fled into Jordan, and Jordan is trying to stop the refugees from coming in.
Yeah, because people are getting so many thousands of refugees, and they're living in tents, and it's freezing cold here. It snowed. As some of you know, there was a snowstorm here in Jerusalem. These people are living outside in these conditions. They're getting sick, malaria, different diseases, and I don't know if it's malaria, but very bad diseases. Jordan was taking them in, and Americans are on the border, military, helping the Jordanians with the refugees, and that's where they're training and giving weapons and things to the rebels. But Jordan has been trying to help, but they're tired of it. Lebanon's tired of it. As a matter of fact, the war is spilling over because it is a Shiite-Sunni war that's going on. And so Hezbollah is going in and fighting right alongside of the Shiites over there. And then they come in and they bomb the Sunnis. And so this is happening in Lebanon. Lebanon's getting tired of it. It's just amazing how it's like a battlefield for all the Sunnis and Shiites to go and fight in. And people are sending troops, even from Germany and from Western countries. The reason we know this is because the number of dead going back to those countries that have been killed.
Well,
there's Americans over there, Muslim Americans fighting.
There are Americans fighting? Are these American Muslims or are these American contract troops?
The American Muslims are leaving their homes in America and going and fighting. If they're Sunni, they'll fight with the Sunnis. If they're Shia, they'll fight with the Shiites. So these are American people. They have been sent. Some of them have been sent back killed. But, yes, there are Americans over there fighting.
Well, basically, isn't that illegal for an American to go to another country to fight in a war?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many things that are illegal going on right now that I don't even know how they keep doing this and keep putting up with this. It was in the newspaper. One American was caught and kidnapped, and America wouldn't do anything about it. So I don't know what the situation ended up being, but they shouldn't be over there in the first place.
You're absolutely right. Now, what about, Sydney, you mentioned that there were American troops over there in Jordan that were helping the Jordan government, but they were also arming and training the Islamic radicals who are fighting in Syria. Is that right?
Yeah, they're training the rebels, and this has been going on for quite a while, actually. And we sent troops from America over there to help them to fight, because we can't get involved ourselves and send troops to fight against the Shiites. So we want the Sunnis to win. And so we've been training them how to win and giving them weapons, giving them, of course, lots of humanitarian aid. That was the reason that they were supposed to, Americans were supposed to go over there. But it's more of a training thing that's happening. And Jordan's in on that also. Now, Saudi Arabia also wants the Sunnis to win. See, the Shiites are against the West. They would take control of the oil, and the West would have to beg for oil. The prices would go way up. So Saudi Arabia is mainly Sunni, and they don't want the Shiites to win. So this is the first time in so long that Saudi Arabia has been working with Israel and with the West to try to help the Sunnis to win. They want the Sunnis to win, but Saudi Arabia can't send Muslims in there either, even though some of them are going in individually, like from America, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Hezbollah. They're going in. Hundreds of Hezbollah are going in. Palestinians are going in to fight. So they are trying to get the Sunnis to win so that we have more control over the oil.
Well, no, my understanding, and perhaps you can clarify this, is that basically there are Americans who've gone over to fight in Syria. There are Europeans who've gone from Europe. They're Muslims. They've gone to Syria to fight in this battle. And they actually have training camps there for these people to train them how to be terrorists, to return to their countries, to Europe and the United States, to carry out terrorist attacks. Have you heard anything about that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, there was a report. I was going to put it in my next report. how many people have been sent back. I believe it was 700 people. I'm looking for the paper now. 700 people from Germany, and they were telling the numbers from all the different European countries that went over there to help fight either Sunni or Shiite, whatever side they were on, and they would fight alongside the people, get themselves killed, and come back. And yes, they were trained. There's camps over there, and they're training to become warriors, and they have to be, because these are just people that work in, you know, as normal jobs that go over there to become, because it's something that they're idealistic and they want their people to win. This is happening. Hundreds of people, thousands of people are going over there fighting. Young men. And even women. Young women.
But are they being trained as terrorists with the idea that when they return to their respective homes, whether it be Europe or the United States, that they will continue this battle in this and utilize the training that they've got to actually carry out terrorist activities in Europe and the United States? Is there any truth to that?
Well, you know, I haven't heard that report, but I know that they're being trained, and of course they're going to use their training to do that in their countries. As a matter of fact, I've heard about the training camps, and I talked with government officials about this. Training camps in America, Muslim training camps, where they're teaching people how to become jihad warriors. There's training camps here in Israel and in the West Bank, where they're teaching children how to become jihad warriors. It's happening all over the world. Yeah.
Training camps in the United States where they're training Muslim warriors or training
yes.
Muslims to become warriors. How
yes.
could that be here in the United States?
Yeah, well, actually, it's happening in the United States. There's one place that I know of it on the Indian Reservation where they go in the Indian Reservation and they have a training camp right there. I actually talked to somebody about that because it concerned me. And it was confirmed that this is what's been going on. They're trying to find these camps and stop them, of course. But they can't find all of them. There's so many Muslims in the United States right now that people aren't even aware of it.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we've interviewed Paul Williams a number of times. He's a writer, that a good friend of ours. And he's been to many of these Muslim training camps where they're actually training the militant Muslims to engage in warrior activities. The government knows. The government's backing this. Why is that going on? And why aren't you hearing about it? We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Before Cheryl goes, Cheryl was just telling us about Smiley. He has two sons, and basically Smiley has gone to another country because he's a Muslim. He converted to Christianity and worked with Cheryl very closely. But, of course, when you're a Palestinian, you become a Christian, they will kill you. And so he's gone to another country, has two sons who become Christians, and they tried to go to that country, and they've been refused admission because, of course, they're listed as Muslims. They're really not. They're Christians, but, of course, their passports say they're Muslims. And so Cheryl suddenly asked you to pray for them because, of course, if these young men are returned to Palestine, they'll be tortured to death and killed. This is the reality of what's going on over in Palestine today in the Palestinian section of Israel to people who become Christians. Cheryl, would you get about your email address so people, our listeners, would like to know more about your ministry, could get in touch with you? How can they reach you and to support you if they would be interested?
Yeah, the best way is to email me at all one word, reporting from Israel. It's reporting from Israel at gmail.com.
Reporting from Israel at gmail.com. And, of course, if you get on to Sydney Cheryl's mailing list, why, you'll get a regular email. How often does that go out? Every week? Every 2 weeks?
Twice a month, because I get so busy here out in the field, yeah.
Right, but basically we get that. Cheryl keeps us abreast of what's really going on over there. The news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information you're not going to get from the controlled media here in America. So go ahead and get in touch with Cheryl. And, of course, Barbara and I, my wife, support Cheryl. We think she's doing a wonderful job, and she's keeping us and certainly our listeners abreast of what's going on. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
And thank you.
Good night. Okay, fine. That was Cheryl Hancock, certainly our correspondent over in Jerusalem. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported, and we have a few advertisers, but primarily listener-supported by people who believe in what we're doing, and it will try to keep you abreast of what's really going on in the world. And certainly the spiritual forces which are guiding America's policy, and I really fear for our country when I reflect that God is just, and I fear he's going to bring judgment on America because of our poor policies, which today are anti-Israel. And oh, they pay lip service to Israel. They're really not. Certainly the people over there today are doing everything they can to force Israel to concede more land and, of course, to build up the enemies of Israel. We're backing and financing the Muslim Brotherhood. We certainly are responsible for all of the revolutions, whether it be Libya, Tunisia, Egypt. What's going on up in Syria, where we killed close to 130,000 people? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've killed them. American money going into finance and train and certainly support and arm the people who are fighting in Syria, who have been responsible for almost 130,000 innocent civilians being killed. And then, of course, millions have had to flee their homes. Their homes have been destroyed with equipment, much of it created by our American tax money, or certainly destroyed, certainly by the Syrian army, and certainly fighting the people that we are financing. And basically, of course, these people are living in tents, and they're living in Jordan, and they're living in Turkey, and they're living in Lebanon. Millions of them, about, my understanding, is several million refugees over there. All thanks to American tax dollars at work. And who really cares? Well, I care, and I hope you will as well. Anyway, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can go there. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and for 24 hours a day archived. You can certainly read our newsletters, certainly, and the other things. We have a great new section on our webpage. It's called Items Around the Internet. It's right there at the top of the page below the blue banners at RadioLiberty.com. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.